We would like to speak to you about the power of personal position. Now, when we are speaking about that, we are not speaking about some complicated artificial thing. We are actually talking about making a path between yourself and the place where you want to be when you are dealing with your life. And while that sounds like a simple thing, we are going to stop and remind you of the things that can detract you along the way. And we are going to use a very broad stroke here, but we believe you are all familiar with the detractors. Right, wrong. Good, bad. Smart, not smart. All of the things that live in these extremes are detractors from the path that you actually need to be walking in order to place yourself where you need to be in your life. All of these things grab your mind, grab your ego, grab all manner of things and detract you from the very simple steps that you need to take to be where you want to be in your life. Now, one of the things that you have been mistaught, of course, is that if you are feeling not good about things, or if life is challenging you in some way, and we do want to take the big shears and separate you from this belief, then it means that you are not doing something right in your life. We need to say that again because we want you to understand about it. You are in the human condition. You will feel everything. None of what you feel means that you have done life wrong, or that you are bad, or that you have not figured out something, or that you need to spend more time processing something that is not even intended to be a process, certainly not over-processed. So these are the things that can pull you away from that very simple path that you need your feet to be on. Now, what is that path like? Here is an upset feeling. Here is something that I do not like about my life, or I do not like about what has happened. There is only one place to go. Only one. That is to a place of love. All of the other places simply pull out and extend the unhappiness you might be feeling, or the frustration, or whatever it is that is disturbing you. All of these things, and you can play in them for years, literally, these polarities, but they will never bring you to the place where you truly need to be. And that place is a place of love. And those steps you take toward love, you do not stop for analysis. You do not stop for judging. You do not stop for finger pointing. You do not stop for any of that. You go directly to love. Now, what is it about love? For very basic remembrances, it is that you are made of love. It is the energy in which you were created, and it is the energy in which you are healed. So if something is keeping you from moving into that position, that is the place where you are loved, then you must know that the thing you are attaching to is not as powerful. It is not as important. And it is certainly not worth a great deal of the time of your life. Now, what happens then when you move from your place of being unhappy or upset to a place of love? It means that you are instantly filled. Now, here is the thing. Many people will not move to a place of love because there are a number of reasons, but they feel they do not deserve, they are not worthy, they have not figured it all out yet, they have not made it right for everyone else on the planet. All these distractions are dark. They are not intended for us to be caught in. Of course, we need to return to love because it is what we are made of. It is what we are made of. It is what centers us. It is what heals us. Now, some people have the illusion that if they move to a place of love and fullness, then they no longer are able to problem solve with their lives or make better decisions or do whatever we all need to do in life. But that is not true. It simply means that when you are in a place of love, you are full. So whatever you look at, you are looking at it from fullness, from self-love, from universal love. And you can problem solve from that place, and you are very likely to do it in a very wise way. And what we mean by that is that when you are trying to problem solve from emptiness, from fear, from self-criticism, your whole energy field is diminished. And so you are making decisions from a diminished energy field. We believe you can see that that is not a good position for doing what you need to do to understand your life, to change your life, and to heal, not from being diminished. That is not good decision-making position. From being in a place of love, from remembering who you are, from remembering that you are enough and that worthiness is your birthright. From that position, you can still see all that you need to see in life and make decisions about everything. But you are making those decisions from fullness, not from emptiness. And when you do that, you are making enormously powerful changes in the way your life is moving. You are making changes in what you attract. You are making changes in your own clarity because you are able to see widely enough because of the fullness to know what is next, to know what you truly need to do. Now, this is a lesson of simplicity, as so many of the powerful lessons are. And we understand that you will need some time to work on this path. And the path is short from what you are afraid about or upset about to the place of love, which is always waiting for you. There's a very beautiful meditation about the column of light that is the light of the universe that shines all the time. And it is the light that you can step into at any time. Not because you are perfect or right or worthy or have never made a mistake, none of that, but simply because you are made of light, and that is the light that the universe holds for you and fills you with all the time. And to step into that light and to know that you have the right to, that is when you are allowing your spirit to illuminate your life path. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe deeply and easily. Feel a cleansing energy come up from the earth, and feel that cleansing energy wash the root and fill the root with light so that its power begins to manifest in your body, in your energy body, and it begins to create an alignment with your identity, with who you truly are. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into the second center. And feel the cleansing energy wash away any shame or judgment that might have been caught in the second center. Feel the cleansing energy rise up like a fountain and come into the solar plexus. And let that energy wash away the emotions that would take up space that was meant to be filled with joy, with light, with love. Feel that blockage leaving your body. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the heart center. Feel the cleansing energy begin to flow over the heart and let it cleanse patterns that may have been resistant, that are not good for us, that move against our ability to be full and loved. Feel those washed out of the heart so that the heart can grow. Feel the cleansing energy come up through the body and into the throat. And let the cleansing energy in the throat wash away any communications that we might have turned against ourselves, any debates, any demands for perfection. Feel all of that washed out of the communication center so that there is only room for the communications that tell us that we are enough, that remind us who we are, that tell us again that we are aligned with the love of the universe, always there, always unconditional. Feel the flow of energy the water cleansing up to the body and into the third eye. And let the cleansing energy open the third eye. So that we see clearly and lovingly inside of us and outside of us. Feel the cleansing energy come up through the body and out to the crown. And feel the crown begin to open. And feel the crown align itself with the column of golden light that is the universe and all of its gifts. And feel that golden light flowing down to the root, filling our whole bodies, filling our thoughts, strengthening our bodies, filling the chakra centers with strength and clarity and wisdom. Feel yourself becoming the golden child that you always were. Breathe in the gold. Allow it to touch everything. And feel it flow into the field around your body. And move your attention into your heart center. And see the gift that has been left for you in your heart center. Rest the mind. Allow the gift to be fine and good and true. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.